You're listening to The Healthy Me Reset, Season 2, Episode 1. Ready for a reset? In a world full of conflicting evidence, getting healthy can be really confusing. I'm on a mission to create spiritual, physical, and mental health for myself and the listeners like me. If you're ready to create a Healthy Me Reset, this podcast is for you. Let's get started. Hello, my lovely listeners. Overwhelmed, exhausted, stressed out, anxious, worried, bloated, tired, inflamed, losing my hair, and a little constipated. That's where I found myself when this true Healthy Me Reset began. And I want you to just spend a moment and ask yourself, have you used these same words to describe yourself in the last week, in the last month, in the last few years of your life? Those were words that were on repeat for me when I found my path to the Healthy Me Reset. And they were words that as a family physician, I had heard people use in my clinic for 15 years. They're also words that I heard women use over and over again in my weight loss coaching programs. And they're the words of the modern American. We have a lot of places to turn for short-term solutions. We have a lot of people selling us back how to be healthy in increments in ways that frankly used to be free. We don't move, so we pay for gym memberships. We don't like to eat whole healthy foods, so we pay for supplements. We don't want to change our relationship with food, so we pay for weight loss shots. We don't know how to balance our lives, so we pay for a better planner. And I think we live a life of existence at best, in a culture and a time where we have more money and more resources to be living fully than have ever existed in this world. And I just want you to consider that for a moment. We have more money, more freedom, more resources than ever, yet we have more people who are depressed, anxious, gaining weight, numbing out, and just existing through this life. We write more antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications, yet the suicide rates are going up. We have a growing obesity epidemic, yet we have stronger tools for weight loss than we have ever had. And we can't really figure out whether the maximal threshold to happiness in America is $75,000 or $500,000. And we were all born into this culture. I think the point where we consider where do we take ownership of it and how do we change that, that time for me is now. And I don't take that lightly. I'm a third generation physician. I worked really hard. I was a single mom in medical school and survived a hurricane destroying the island that I lived on in my first 2 years. We lived 8 places before my daughter turned 2. I've been through the hardness of it. I worked really hard, and I don't think I ever learned in my medical practice how to truly be healthy. In fact, I would venture to say I learned a lot of ways to just avoid disease. But I don't know that it changed the trajectory of health for my life. In fact, it may have made me less healthy. And through that process, I found coaching, and I learned how to, for me, for the first time, fix feelings outside of food, because food was my go-to way to feel better in life. It was safe. It was cheap. It was easy. It was accessible. It was a simple way for me to escape all of the hard things for just a few seconds. And I was willing to settle for that. Yet I ran a weight loss clinic in my practice for 10 years. Everybody did what I was doing. And then we moved on to the next thing. The struggle was real for my ladies who were very well-achieving women, beautiful women giving way too much of themselves in the world and picking probably the safest option to feel better at the end of the day, which is food. We all have those ways of coping, right? These coping skills that we know are unhealthy. We just don't know how to fix our feelings without them. And through coaching, I learned how to fix feelings without turning to food. I also learned how to correct my thought errors about food. That was a beautiful space. It was tons of growth for me. So I did obesity medicine certification, became a certified life and weight loss coach, was a certified physician, and I just kept bringing myself to the table. And in the last year and a half, I've made it very intentional that my word of the year is healthy. Turns out, I don't know that I really knew where this journey was headed. And I want to share with you that the growth that's occurred for me in developing this Healthy Me Reset required 2 podcasts. The first is the season one of this podcast, The School of Weight Loss. Weight loss was my number one goal. It was actually just what I thought I needed to overcome. But I knew there were so many spaces in my life that were unhealthy. And I really, at the time when this began, was newly in a second marriage, was living a very, very complicated, unfulfilled life because I didn't know which parts of the life before I could really drop and be safe. Frankly, I'd been through divorce, I'd been through complicated life changes, and I didn't know how much I was willing to give up in this marriage. And along came a beautiful baby who tied our family together and has continued to do that, but showed me how unfulfilled and complicated I'd made my life to the point that truly we were just existing. And I started a very simple prayer. God, help me find the path you have meant for me on a 45-minute drive back and forth with a crying baby and a teenager on the back seat to a house that was never full. Nobody was ever there because my husband went the other way every day to go to work. And he was dealing with teens, boys. We've gone through about everything you could imagine in our family. And I called that the unraveling. So I'd already had the School of Weight Loss and loved my weight loss coaching. And then I had something happen in my life that I did not see coming. And I started a second podcast called the Didn't See That Coming podcast. You can go check it out. But I am at a place now where I am ready to put it all together because there has been a tremendous reset in my life that I could never have imagined I needed. But the version of me that I am, who has been on a search for creating the healthy me for years now, is so far into the reset and it looks so different than I ever thought it would. And I offer to all of you that that's what this podcast is all about. It's had to start for me with a foundational reset. And for me, that meant getting really clear on my spiritual health and my faith. The way that I looked at God or the higher power, the way that I asked him to join me in this journey and the process that he has shown up in has been so much greater than I ever thought I needed. So to create spiritual health, I think means looking at your relationship with God or the higher power. And I know that for some of you, that starts by even how you define that. God has given himself so many different names. And I want to share with you that those names for God, I don't take lightly. Because I think some of us have very strong thoughts about just God to begin with. So by that, I mean 87% of Americans in a study done by the AFP for the spiritual assessment believe in a higher power. We just don't agree on what the name for that is. And I'm all about helping you all create authentic connection through this. So sometimes God is called the great I am, right? The great I am, the Alpha and the Omega. The Good Shepherd, the Prince of Peace, the Wonderful Counselor, the Holy and Righteous One, the Teacher, the Truth, the Word, the Morning Star, the Great Healer, the Almighty One. Right? There's not even just one name for God in the Bible. So pick a name that you like. Start there and ask him to help you find the path meant for you. That's the starting place for this. Because when we look at the Healthy Me Reset, if you believe that there is a higher power out there that's capable of guiding you in this journey, why not turn there for strength first? Don't let words get in the way. When we assign words, we assign meaning inherently. And I want to share with you that I think taking out that space is huge for spiritual reset and health going forward. We'll go way more in depth with this in the podcast, but I just want you to consider where you can all start today. The second space I want to consider is mental health. In that space, where do you turn for strength? I think oftentimes we are so lost and confused. As a physician, I know that I wrote medications for years for people. Medication was a place for me to find mental health strength. Counseling may be mental health strength. There's so many places to turn there. And I want to offer for you that in this podcast, it is my goal to help us create a space for mental health. But that space for me looked so different than I ever thought it would be. And the third place where we'll look for the Healthy Me Reset will be physical health, right? So many of you have told me, I want to have energy to live my life. I want to be less exhausted. I want to be less overwhelmed. I want to be less achy. I want to be less bloated. I want to be less tired. I want to be on less medication. I want to stop over medicating. I want to come off of these things and live a healthy life. And there are answers that you will find in medicine for that, but I think there's also answers that are much bigger than medicine for that. So we will be unraveling all of this and helping you create the Healthy Me Reset. The goal of this podcast is mental, physical, and spiritual health. And creating a Healthy Me Reset, I believe, requires all three. And that can feel really heavy. It's not heavy. This process has been lighter, more fulfilling, and more peaceful for me than I could ever have imagined. When I would tell myself in the past that to get healthy required me stopping doing a lot of things and starting doing a lot of things, to get healthy for me in the past meant really a checklist of to-dos. Lifestyle modifications is what I would have called it in the medical world. In the coaching world, I would have said a lot of thought downloads and a lot of mind management. And in the faith world, I would have said answering to all of the rules that my church has assigned to be healthy, right? Be that the Ten Commandments or not missing church on Sunday. There was a big checklist for Emily to walk into to be the healthiest version of her. And for me, that actually meant ditching every single checklist and looking at what really is the healthiest version of me. And I would share with you that starting with the path of saying, help me find the path you have meant for me, means that I am not fulfilled in the checklist that I thought would create fulfillment in this life. We live in a society that tells us the American dream is the be all end all. Yet I was literally at a place in my life where I had checked all of the American dream boxes pretty much, and more unfulfilled than ever. I had worked really hard to get to this place in my life, and I was existing at best. And I would venture to say that if you spend a minute with yourself this week and ask yourself that question, you would probably agree with me for where your life's at. So there were many things that I did stop doing, and I want to share with you the wins that I have received in this Healthy Me Reset. Because if we're not making it a checklist, what is this? So I want to give you a quick space to consider these six things that I stopped doing to create a Healthy Me Reset and the wins that I got on the back end. Without long to-do lists, without specific rules, and without making this heavy and awful. The first thing I did was stop overeating. That allowed me to lose the weight, right? And in that process, what I did to do that was I stopped turning to food to fix feelings. I changed my thought errors about food. I literally learned to, as the Bible says, tame the tongue. And I did that without a heavy diet rules. In fact, I turned to diets at first to do that. Listen, I've had weight loss surgery. I have tried the pills. I've tried the shots. I've tried it all. And for me, I would say that just learning to eat in a way that energizes my body and works for me and utilizing fasting has had the highest level of change for me in my results. And through that, I have been living at my healthy weight goals for over 4 years now. And this is from a girl who gained probably 70 pounds in medical school when the stress came on and tried every diet out there, even weight loss surgery, and regained the weight in the past. This Healthy Me Reset has created me at my healthy weight for 4 years without a diet, with higher level growth than I ever imagined. The second thing I did was stop overworking. I think that for me, what that meant was to see my value outside of making everyone else happy. You see, even when I went part-time in my medical practice, I never was part-time. I was always working because I saw my value in living up to everyone else's expectations. And I had a very high standard for that, right? For me, it was like, these people are trusting you with their lives, Emily. You owe them the highest level. And for me, that looked like how my dad had done medicine. He worked around the clock, but he also had my mother, who was a stay-at-home mom, to balance that. I didn't have that. For a long time, I was a single mom. After that, I was married to a man who also worked full-time and fully expected me to live up to my 50% of everything. And so it was very easy for me to overwork. It was very easy for me to justify that. I was killing myself to live up to others' expectations. And I include overworking in volunteerism. I include overworking in giving to other people. I include overworking in keeping your house extra clean. My value was so built into that. And I will tell you that in this Healthy Me reset, for the first time in my life, I am actually working 3 days a week for the first time. In fact, a few weeks ago, for the first time ever, I took a day off intentionally with nothing to do. No vacation planned, nothing else. I sat and I read and I did all the things that I loved on a Tuesday. I offer to you all that in the Healthy Me reset, that's available to you. But until you get real about what it takes to create the healthy you, you'll never get there. You'll always put in the next thing to feel like you're living up to others' expectations and to feel like you're living to your potential and what the world has told you you quote unquote should be doing. The third thing that I did in the Healthy Me reset was I stopped overspending. And I'm not talking about the Dave Ramsey course here, right? That may be where you're at, where you're like, we are overspending. We are living paycheck to paycheck. We have bills that we can't pay every month. We have credit card debt that is unending. That was not my reality. I had money in the bank. I still pay my student loans, but I could have paid them off years ago. I could do the vacations. I could buy the things. I could always do that. And I considered the stopping overspending for me, the fact that I had created a life with so many obligations that I couldn't see a way to cut back, right? My income needed to be a certain level. And the truth is that in this whole unraveling process, in this Healthy Me reset, what I found was that I didn't really need it to be that. It needed to be that so that I could continue a life of existence. It's so funny to me and ironic that for years I had a sign outside the exam rooms in my office that said she created a life she didn't need a vacation from. I knew I wanted that. I just couldn't see a way in all the obligations that I'd created to be my life that I could see a space out of that life. And in the Healthy Me reset, I've created that. I'm making less than half of what I made in the past. And we are not financially struggling. I'm paying my bills. We are taking intentional vacations that we enjoy way more than the vacations that we had before. But I no longer have a life that I need a vacation from. I simplified my life out of overworking and overspending and overeating to feel good at the end of the day. That is the Healthy Me reset. It's a higher level than you'll ever imagine, and it will give you a better life than you ever imagined for yourself. A simpler life, a lighter life with less burden and less expectations. The fourth thing I did in the Healthy Me reset was stop overparenting. And this was one of the hardest lessons that I learned the hardest ways. This one was hard for me. You see, I had my daughter in medical school, and I think so much of my identity was tied to her. I don't really know that I knew what it meant to be an adult. My identity was to provide for this child so that no one or her ever thought she was given any short end of the stick. My value as a parent said, I provide everything and sacrifice endlessly for my child. And then I took on three stepsons and had another daughter, and they owned me. They owned me and my husband. I think there was so much guilt there. There was so much shame there that we overcompensated to the level that we thought we could create a space for our children where we provided so much they could never say anything was short of that. I thought it was only coming from love, but I know now that so much of it came from fear. Fear that they would think of me a certain way, that if I didn't check the boxes, I would feel bad about myself, that the next generation would suffer because of that. And at least as long as I was overparenting, I could always say I tried. But here's the problem. That's not what they needed. And that's not what I needed. I needed to give them space to be themselves. I needed to give them space to grow. They needed the hard times. And they needed to learn that their parents are not responsible for their feelings, that they are. That in the bootstrapping and in the hard times, they would rise up to be stronger humans because there was a bigger plan for them than their mother controlling every single thing. And I learned this the really hard way. But I now have a 20-year-old who's completely financially free of me and doing it on her own. working weekends as a CNA in a nursing home where she didn't even tell her coworkers that her mom's a doctor. And I have a six-year-old who for a while was so attached to me and felt she had to protect me because of everything that was happening in our lives, that is now independent and learning respect. I don't have peace around my children's decisions all of the time, but I have peace with who I am in our relationship. And I know that I am leaving the legacy I wanted to leave, and that God, the great I am, the higher power, the great healer, has a bigger plan than I could see in that. The fifth thing I did was stop over controlling. Okay. All right. I didn't think I was a control freak. Maybe those of you who know me thought I was. But I will tell you, I have seen how much over controlling has shown up in every aspect of my life. I would never have said that I was controlling. I would have said that I have high expectations of myself and the people around me. But if I couldn't control, I manipulated. I played the martyr and the victim in my marriage really well. I rewarded others for doing what I wanted really well. And I created a level of being so capable that to step out of leadership in my capability felt like I was shirking what God had asked me to do. It wasn't. I was over controlling. And from that space, there was a constant need to be in control, to not experience being anxious or being worried or being afraid. I think if anything, we learned this lesson from COVID, right? So many of the things that we didn't expect could happen happened. And how did we all come out of that? Not well, not well. In fact, the highest rates for suicide risk are young, like perfectionistic, over-controlling, people-pleasing type A girls. Why? Because we can't create the level of control we used to think we needed to feel safe in this world. And we now know it. We just don't know where to turn to fix it. And we're turning to pills, and we're turning to food, and we're turning to social media, and we're turning to all the things outside of ourselves. And the highest level we get with that is numb. That's our A game. I didn't know how bad I needed to step out of all of that. I now let the humans be human. I let them be flawed. That includes me and everyone else. I trust that I don't always have the answer. And I have a peace with letting things unfold in God's time, not mine. I see the role that I play. If I can't show up in selfless love, I don't show up anymore. I check that. Because expectations are about selfish love. Over-controlling is about selfish love. And it's not my place anymore. It's not who I want to be in this world. I get that I can't create security through control. And that is incredibly freeing. And I would venture to all of you to say that if you are so stressed out in your life, this is probably a huge space for you to make changes. If you're telling yourself, my hormone levels are off, I'm exhausted, my cortisol levels are off, I can't sleep. Even when I slow down, my brain goes on fire, spinning with all the things I should be doing. It's because you have not learned how to recognize that you're not in control yet. And there is a peace that comes from that you will never experience if you think you can create every outcome in this life, because you can't. And the sixth thing is I stopped chasing the things that don't matter. Listen, I was driven by accolades. I spent my whole youth trying to prove I was smart enough to show up to the boys' table and get that MD and be the third generation physician in my family. I'm the only female, and I'm very proud of that. But my value was no less before I had that than it was afterwards. I deserved a seat at the table just like everyone else. And I deserve to have an actual opinion in life just like everyone else, because I have a mouth just like everyone else. And no one else has to listen to it. Just because I have an MD behind my name doesn't mean you have to listen to it. Just because I'm a coach now doesn't mean you have to listen to it. You get the choice. And those accolades, I could always think there was someone smarter in the room. I could always think there was this next thing I needed to do to be confident. I can't tell you, I hired a very, very successful, very high level coach to teach me to be confident. And she laughed at the first thing I told her, because she said, I'm not going to teach you to be confident by you telling me all the accolades you need to achieve to be confident. You're going to be confident when you see that you deserve a spot at the table, because you are. No one else deserves it more than you, and you don't deserve it more than other people. No awards were going to prove that I meant something. I meant something because I was created and because I'm here. And from that space, I can see that everyone means something. I can show up in selfless love And that action and feeling that comes from it matters more than any other award ever did. I can tell you, the day after I graduated medical school, I remember my parents came, and I could not understand why no one else came. It didn't matter. I was no more educated that next day than the day before. It just gave me the credentials for other people to see my value. And we all have that value inherently. So those are the six things that I stopped doing. And that might feel like for you right now, a big checklist. And I'm going to offer to you that through the course of this podcast and through the Healthy Me Reset, in fact, we're going to use fasting to step back from that. We're going to create a firm foundation that helps you do this in a way that brings so much more peace. Because what I started doing was creating room to breathe again in my life. Listen, I'm doing this from the car. You probably, if you see the video, you'll notice I'm sitting in the car right now outside of the nursing home that my daughter works at on a Sunday afternoon. My six-year-old and I made Easter gifts for the residents here. We try to do it for every holiday now. I'm sitting outside here while my six-year-old goes in with her big sister to take in treats to the nursing home residents. That was never something on my to-do list. It's always something I would have wanted to do, but I would have told you I had no room to be that person. In the past, I could have donated money. I could have, you know, written it off and said, I'll just do something. That's not who I wanted to be in this world. I created room to breathe in my life again. I created space to be the Girl Scout leader who's like, how do we connect with the seniors? How do we do this stuff? And I watch this little gaggle of Girl Scouts follow behind me down the hallways when they're so excited in my little tiny rural town that hasn't had Girl Scouts in a really long time. And I've heard my husband say, you could be working more and making more money. And I'm like, yeah, it doesn't matter now. It actually really doesn't matter now. I've proven that to him. And I created this space to breathe and be the giving, loving human being that I always wanted to be. I've created space to spend Tuesdays reading the Bible or reading a book or sitting on the couch and looking at the fields. I've created space to breathe in my life. And that's the healthiest version of me who then gets to create the legacy of the healthy version of me that I want to bring into this world. I'm focusing on the things that really do matter. And I want you to consider that this reset can happen for you too. You can start getting healthy yourself. You can start creating room from that space for healthy relationships. You can start finding your path. You can create the healthy you. I want to welcome you to the Healthy Me Reset. Whether you consider this a developmental milestone, as Brené Brown, a leading psychologist, says, where the universe or God leans over and says to you, I'm not joking around now. When are you going to start living your life? Or whether you consider this the unraveling that needed to occur where your health is starting to fail and you're like, this life, these like short-term solutions that I've been sold work, they're not working for me. My body is unfolding. I'm exhausted and I'm overwhelmed. My brain will not stop. I'm anxious and can't sleep at night. I keep asking the doctor to adjust my medications, or I don't really want to be on medications, but I don't know a solution outside of medications. I go to my church and I don't feel like I'm part of it. I don't even know who I am anymore, right? We all reach this point at some point in our life. And this is the space for the Healthy Me Reset. It's going to be so much higher. It's going to be so much simpler, and it's going to be so much more rewarding than you ever imagined. I offer to you this week, and where I want everyone to start is just a very simple prayer. If you believe in a higher power, if you believe in God, the great I am, the great healer, the universal spirit, I want to offer to you to just start this by a very simple journey. You're going to say a prayer 2 times a day, in the morning and at night. Help me find the path you have meant for me. And then I want you to sit in silence for a moment afterwards and ask for a little message, because they're going to come in the most amazing ways to you. I want to close with a song, because songs have meant so much to me in this journey to the reset. And the space where I find myself with God is to ask him when I'm struggling to just bring up a song. I'm going to share with you all in the show notes a way to get my free playlist, because that matters to me. But today I asked for a song, and the song He Found Me by Ben Fuller came on. I've always loved Ben Fuller, back to his Living My Best Life song. I used that so many times before I even knew it was like a faith-based song on my Instagram, because it's from a popular movie. But in He Found Me, Ben Fuller's lyrics, they just spoke so deeply to me today, especially as I think about one of my children recently and some of the heartache that we've gone through with him. I think so many of us can relate to this. I found empty in a bottle, trying to fill a hole. I dug myself 5 feet deep, had one more foot to go. I looked for peace inside a powder till it put me on the floor. I got so close to overdosing, I knocked on heaven's door. Listen, I didn't ever struggle with drugs or medicine, but some of us can look at that and say, that's not my story, but I bet you're turning to food. I bet you're finding peace in the powdered sugar. I bet you're finding empty in the alcohol or in the pill bottles. We all have our space we turn. And what Ben Fuller says just speaks so deeply to me. I knew I was searching for something, but I didn't know what. I spent so much time just trying to find out exactly what it was. I didn't find my way back home all alone. I didn't find my mind overnight on my own. It wasn't my plan or my hands that would finally set me free. I didn't find God. I didn't find God. He found me. And if you found this podcast, I'm going to tell you, I didn't find God either. He found me. I prayed that prayer for 2 years straight. Help me find the path you have meant for me. And then I went about my regular life. And I fully expected that God would change things to fit my goals. I didn't ever dream that moving to the country, living a very simple life, letting go of control and overeating and overspending and overnumbing and overparenting would give me a peace and a journey that was so much greater than I could have ever imagined. So if you need a little song for inspiration this week, say that prayer. Listen to He Found Me by Ben Fuller. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. And take me up on my playlist. Welcome to the Healthy Me Reset. We're just getting started. If you're ready to create your Healthy Me Reset and want to find out how to work with Dr. Emily, make sure to check out all my resources at www.emilyvinzantmd.com. The link is in the show notes.